Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past, present and emerging.
Sheepishly coming back with my tail between my legs, like, hi.
I'm really sorry. I have a doctor's note explaining my absence.
So it's been a hot second.
It's been a lot longer than we thought it was going to be. We were like a cheeky 6 week break or like a month break.
No.
It was not a month. It's been a few months.
So, not that I feel like I owe anybody an explanation, but I feel like I do. And also, we've been very open about talking about mental health and everything on this podcast and talking about the benefits of going to therapy and stuff like that. I don't know what Ellen feels like sharing, but I will chat a little bit about what happened last year. So, as you will know, listening to this podcast...
Jess is crazy as a cut snake.
Yeah, mad as a box of cats. I was, you know, in my entire adult life, I've been dealing with high functioning depression. Obviously, with my quite significant breakup a couple of years ago and with my shocking taste in men, that sort of blew up, I guess. And a lot of time was spent sort of running away from my feelings and running away from a lot of trauma that I experienced, not only in that relationship, but my entire life. So my depression sort of at the end of 2019 was really, really, really bad and it got to the point where I couldn't function, which I'd never experienced before. Like, I couldn't shower, I couldn't dress myself, I couldn't do my hair, I couldn't function, as I said. So I started seeing a psychologist, therapist David.
Let's not, okay.
No, I'm not going to say his full name. No, therapist David, who I have referred to him as on the podcast before, and started getting help and stuff like that. And then mid 2020, obviously not the year, not a super stunning year.
Not the year for anyone.
No. I had a massive breakdown in July, really not cute. And I wasn't able to sort of once again function, and it was a day-to-day sort of thing. It wasn't like a sporadic sort of depressive episode. It was continuous. So that was when I sought medication to sort of help with all of that. And that actually evened me out, and I was feeling really good. And then just more trauma, which I don't really need to get into because it's personal and stuff like that. And basically in September, I tried to take my own life, which, yeah, is still something that I have to deal with. And it's still something that I'm dealing with every day and talking about it and being open about it. And it was horrific. I felt like... I was a burden. I felt like I just didn't want to bother anybody anymore. And that was a big problem in my trying to seek help, is that I was working from home. I was isolated. I was stressed about stuff. You know, work stuff was piling up on me. Personal stuff was piling up on me. And I just didn't want to do it anymore. And also, I just didn't want to bother. I just felt like a bother. And I didn't want to keep on hurting my parents and hurting my friends. And I just felt like, yeah, the world would be a better place if I wasn't in it. And that is it. You know, that was thoughts, that was feelings. And turns out it's not true. It's just my brain telling me that and my bad brain chemistry. So yeah, I tried to take my own life and I went to hospital, and this was sort of the first thing to sort of go to the wayside, because it was something that, you know, I should have taken time off work. I should have pulled back more because, you know, dosages had to be upped, and I was obviously really shaky after what had happened. And
yeah, you had a really, really bad period afterwards.
Yeah, because really I think bad.
You kind of tried to rush back to normal life. Obviously, I knew all about this stuff.
Yeah.
Tried to rush back to life a little bit too quickly, I think.
Mm. And because I just wanted to go back to normal. I just didn't want to be the sick girl anymore. Yeah. But this was sort of the thing to sort of fall to the wayside, because I still needed to work. I still needed to pay rent and stuff like that. Capitalism. Ugh.
And I mean, quite frankly, neither of us, I mean, especially Jess, but me to a lesser degree, neither of us wanted to acknowledge that death existed, you know, and talking about crime and murder.
No,
and
yeah.
Things it, like that. It was just hard. Not something either of us had the capacity to do.
No. And I mean, like, typical Jess and Ellen, like, we were able to sort of laugh about it and stuff like that to a degree.
We laughed about, like, literally, like, 3 days later. Yeah. We were like, I mean, but don't we kill yourself.
I had to. Because that was just my way of coping. But
yeah,
the actual thought of, like, especially looking into the Indigenous deaths and stuff like that, which for me is just, you know, constantly having to acknowledge my privilege and stuff like that is, you know, I do that on the day to day. And I just didn't need the extra guilt of even just anybody dying anyway.
Mm. And it was triggering. It was too triggering of a topic for us to deal with.
And yeah. So not that I felt like you guys needed an explanation. You probably, to a degree, like, I have been quite open with it on socials and stuff like that, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's an important thing to talk about, and it's an important thing for me to own that, you know, I was sick, and acknowledging it as a sickness,
mm-hmm.
actually calling it a mental illness rather than, you know, taking sort of ownership over that and just acknowledging the sort of physical manifestations of my illness. I was just talking to Zane about this before. Like, at the moment, I don't feel depressed, but it feels like my body is depressed. Like, yeah. I'm extremely lethargic.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of interest in doing anything physically. I'm able to read mm-hmm. again, which is so nice. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. My brain chemistry is sort of evened itself out, because just for a while, like, I couldn't focus. Like,
yeah.
The barest of minimums I could do would just be to sit in bed and just watch stuff and stuff like that. Whereas I'm starting to feel like myself again, which is mm-hmm. great. But obviously, like, I need to be sort of aware of the, what did therapist David call it? DEFCON 5 is like, you know, what are the things in the lead up to my, you know, episode that I can sort of recognize day to day. So, you know, like, my daily, like, self-care things that I do, and like the things that I like that I just suddenly pulled away from.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been a rough time, and
yeah,
you know, I am very lucky that I had Ellen and Zane to sort of go, yeah, like, I can't do this. And it was a couple of weeks after my attempt that I went on one of the other podcasts on the network, Disney versus Disney. And, like, Disney, like, that's a super fun, happy topic. But the actual thought of me, I had, like, a massive, like, panic attack before doing it, because of just having to sort of pretend to be okay for a bit. So then Stacey, one of the other girls that was in the debate, she was there with her little baby boy Hugo, so he, like, sat on my lap for the entire episode. It was so funny. Like, I could barely get through the debate because Hugo was, like, fussing and crying and stuff like that, but I was like, don't take this child away from me, don't take this child away from me, this is such a good distraction. So yeah, I thought you guys deserve to know, because, like, you've sort of become, like, friends and family and stuff like that to us.
And we've received so many messages from people being like, hey, I know you guys are having time out, but, like, you know, I really miss you.
Yeah.
So many people have said things like, you know, listening to us has, like, helped them through lockdown, because it's like having friends around and stuff like that. And, like, you know, we obviously, like, don't owe, in quotation marks, anybody anything, but also we do. We took a really long leave of absence, and you deserve to know why.
Yeah.
Jess, like, you know, Jess went through a whole big thing, and I've been struggling as well. Like, Jess was, like, very politely just now, like, oh, Ellen and Zane were really understanding, and I was like, I was also going through crazy times, so it was, like, a bit...
I just know that, you might not be comfortable talking about it just yet.
And that's I'm way less comfortable talking about stuff than you are. But it's like, you know, we both really needed to take time to, like, get our shit correct. Mm. I don't believe – I'm an extreme perfectionist, and if I can't do something perfectly, I won't do it at all.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, I was not in a position where I could churn out a 1,000-word, you know, or thousands of word podcast about anything.
No.
You know, I could barely get through my university semester.
But it was interesting, like, the amount of people that we had joining the episodes and stuff like that. And we got an amazing shout out from Queen Kate Wosley, who's an incredible model, who shouted us out during our sabbatical. So I was like, oh.
We've actually, like, we're like, got up pretty high in, like, the Spotify charts and stuff. I'm like, maybe the secret to being a good podcaster is just not doing it. So you may have listened to our main episode, and as we said, we're going to be recording a few more episodes and then taking another hiatus.
Sorry.
Because Jess has a job. I did very briefly for 1 second be like, maybe I should just do it myself, and then no. I realized I am not funny by myself.
No, I don't mean that, but I don't want you to put all this burden on yourself of doing it on your own, because we started this together. Like, so wild. Like, we started this in 2018, so it's been almost three years.
Christ on a cracker. I was a different person 3 years ago.
Exactly. And I think acknowledging that, in my eyes. Like, just we're not the same people we were when we started doing this. And
no. And the world is not the same world that we started doing it in as well.
Like, we're living in a pandemic. The Capitol almost fell. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's been impeached twice. Like, shit's cooked. And
shit's cooked. And I also think that, you know, the true crime sort of universe has changed a lot since we've started. And I think that's going to really inform the future of Murder in the Land of Oz, you know.
Yeah.
Although we have always tried to be as sensitive and understanding as humanly possible. Like, I listen to and really take on board a lot of critiques.
See, that was another thing about taking a hiatus, because I was in a position where I couldn't take any criticism. And the thing about doing a show like this is we get a lot of negative reviews.
Yeah.
And I went through a stage where I was reading them and stuff like that, and people were telling me that I was annoying and awful and badly researched and stuff like that. And, like, doing something like this opens you up to criticism. And, you know, we've always said that we are open to constructive criticism, but to an extent, and especially with how sick I was, like, trying to take all of that on board and stuff like that. I was like, maybe I am awful. Maybe I am terrible at the podcast. Like, oh, I don't do enough research as Ellen. Like, so many intrusive thoughts sort of come in.
And there is a big difference between, you know, comedic true crime podcasts aren't for me, which is completely fair and valid.
Yeah.
And you're annoying, and I don't think you're funny, and I don't like listening to your voice. Like, when you're at the best of times, that is a fucked thing to say to somebody. Imagine looking your friend in the eyes and saying, I don't think you're funny and you annoy me. But, you know, saying it to a stranger on the internet is completely allowed, apparently. And, you know,
and it was
Jess literally messaged me and was like, I'm looking at reviews, and I'm like, I need you to not be doing that, because, like, there is no way that that's going to make you feel good. Although we do get lots of lovely reviews.
We do. We do get lovely reviews. And more importantly, we get so many personal messages from people, which is way more important.
Yeah.
But, you know, reading that sort of stuff about yourself, because we have opened ourselves up to this criticism because we put this podcast out there is really hard. And we just
and usually we're thick-skinned enough to take it, but at the moment not really.
I need people to say nice things about me, especially how I look.
I think your hair looks really nice at the moment. I like the color.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely not going to get on here and say that I'm 100% better. I'm in definitely a better place, and I think the intrusive thoughts have sort of calmed down a little bit. I am still struggling with my love life, but what else is new? But yes, interesting times, but we're doing our best. So yes, we're going to do a couple more little short little mini episodes before we go away again. So basically, if you would like to come, I will get Ellen to put the link in the show notes. I'm doing a musical called Margaret Fultz and the Musical, and we are touring all around Australia, essentially focusing mainly on regional areas
and not Western Australia. Fuck the West Coast. East Coast till I die.
I am going to the West Coast.
Oh, never mind. Are you really?
Yeah, we're going to Albury and Mandurah. We're not doing any shows in Perth, though.
Oh, fuck Perth. I don't know anything about Perth. Maybe it's fine.
We did get a lovely message from a lady, actually. What's her name? She's in Perth, and
No, did we say something mean about Perth? I'm sure Perth is fine.
Oh no, it was on my personal Instagram, and she messaged me and she was like, realize that the Bernie house was like a hot minute away.
Oh yikes.
And they've like renovated it and stuff like that.
Well, you have to. I lived around the corner from a house where a guy like killed his wife and tried to flush her body down the toilet.
Tay Bennett, here we go. Yeah, she was, because I started watching Night Stalker about Richard Ramirez because apparently I hate myself. And she's like, she's working at a new place that she's working off is off Moore Street. And she's like, I drove past the house. It's been renovated and people live there. And she was like, busy.
So it's not a murder house for me. It's not a murder house for me. There is no way.
Yeah, it's the murder house for me. No.
I don't need to invite any more demons into my life. I invite demons into my life through my love life, and that's enough for me.
That's solidly enough. Okay, guys. Well, either you'll have enjoyed our Invasion Day episode, or you're listening to it next. Whatever you feel like doing. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can on Instagram, Murder in the Land of Oz, Facebook at Murder in the Land of Oz. Maybe you could leave us a nice review on the Apple iTunes.
4 to 5 stars only.
That would be compliment stunning. Compliment nice our voices. About how we look and sound and how we
maybe just sound.
Well,
I don't
researched.
Know how much people know how we look.
And if you'd like us to send, if you'd like to send us an email, you can at murderinthelandofoz@gmail.com, and we will see you in a few weeks. Okay. Bye.
Hello and welcome to an advertisement for the Penny Peep Show. What is the Penny Peep Show? Well, in our podcast factory, our podcast scientists have been working hard on a range of light-hearted radio play anthology series that everyone can enjoy.
Criminy Cricket, spokesperson! Is there a light-hearted radio play anthology series for me?
No, every series is marked explicit. But why not tell your parents, nameless child? They'll find the Penny Peep Show wherever good podcasts are stocked. The Penny Peep Show. It's like dissolving your ears in a cocaine-laden off-brand soda.
Is that a good thing?
Shut up, nameless child.